Pleased to welcome in my good friend Rob Starr, joining us on behalf of the Lincoln County Cattlemen. Rob, how's it going today?
Pretty good. Thanks for having us.
It's one of your favorite days of the year and one of mine in Georgia's too, as we gear up for that prime rib feed.
Glad you're here and glad you guys make prime rib.
Amen. Lincoln County Cattlemen, for folks that haven't heard about the organization before, Rob, give us the Reader's Digest if you don't mind.
I guess we're associated with the Nebraska Cattlemen. We're a local affiliate. We're just countywide, and we are kind of open to anybody that's in the area that'd like to come to meetings and things. And we try to force our third Thursday in September tries to be our big annual meeting, and we kind of have meetings throughout the winter. We try to do educational things for the beef producer or on the political side. We hosted the debate here last fall and whatnot.
Gubernatorial candidates, and remind me who else was participating in that, George. We had the gubernatorial, we had state school board, and the Nebraska legislative, 42nd legislative district race.
Good memory.
Right on. Awesome.
That was back in January, I believe, late January.
Yeah, January.
And we had just about all the gubernatorial candidates out there, too.
Yeah, we had seven of them.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah, it definitely was. Lincoln County cattlemen are known for their big prime rib feed during the Nebraska Land Days Festival, too, Rob, which I suppose that's a pretty darn good thing to hang your hat on, I'd say.
Yeah, we get 2,000 pounds of prime rib, and it's been on the smoker since 6 o'clock last night, and seasoned well with Baldridge Secret Seasoning, and just trying to promote beef, I guess.
Absolutely, promote
the
beef.
The lineup gets pretty long, usually.
But there's probably some people getting ready in that drive-thru about now, I would say. I mean, it has quite the length to it.
Could be.
Yeah, it gets pretty long, and last year we served, I think we were pushing 2,800 meals. So to serve that amount and the time that we do it, I mean,
moving right along.
It takes a lot of volunteers. It takes 50 to 70 volunteers to help put it on, and we really appreciate all the help we get.
Yeah. But a great partnership with the Lincoln County Cattlemen, the Downtown Association.
Yeah, it's been very good teaming up with them and holding it downtown here, and they're a big help, and it helps promote downtown, too.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Well, and it's a good win for the buyer, too. That beef is delicious.
I would say that's who benefits the most.
That beef is delicious, and the price is right, and especially in this day and age. My gosh, I saw something yesterday. I think the Chamber put something out. It's a $10 prime rib. Where do you get that anymore?
You can't eat bad food for ten dollars anymore. You want to drive through some of these places and have some bad food quick. Well, not as quick as it used to be, but you want to have some bad food, you're paying more than $10.
Yeah.
This is quality meat we're talking about, along with the side. Is it coleslaw, I believe, Rob?
And coleslaw, chips, and a drink. And we just, we're not doing it as a real money maker. If we make anything, it goes back to our meetings to help put those on. But we're just really trying to promote a product. Lincoln County is a major beef producing county and
serve people during Nebraska Land Days.
Yeah, we just really
want to be part of the festivities.
Yeah, part of the festivities and support or promote local.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for all you do. I'm looking forward to it. I usually go down there. I don't care how long I got to stand in line. And tonight won't be so hot. So,
no. Yeah. And it stays pretty cool down there between the buildings.
And it moves right along.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give
honestly,
people the wrong
though,
impression.
I think the best way to do it.
It's fun to be down there kind of with a crowd, too. And you see people that
it's a good time.
Haven't seen for a while. Yeah.
I've never driven through before. I see a lot of people that have the patience in the drive-thru. It's well worth the wait, mind you.
It's just a block or two for you, so you just walk over.
It's quite simple just to walk down, and that line moves pretty fast, Rob.
Yeah, we try to really move it along the best we can, I guess.
And there'll be picnic tables set up downtown, too, for folks that want to sit down and enjoy their meal.
Picnic tables, and there's usually a band playing, and last year there was a bounce house for the kids. Just a lot of little things. We try to encourage you to walk through and sit down and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And not too many people buy just a single meal either. If you want to stock up for the office or even stock up for the week, by golly, you sure can.
Yeah, it's we've put 10, 15 boxes in a car before, and it's kind of neat seeing it. They're smiling faces to whoever they're hauling it to. It's pretty neat.
Rob, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, I just...
So that's tonight. What time does it open?
4:30.
All right. And you go for what, 2, 3, 4 hours, something like that?
I think it's 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
Something like that.
Sounds about right.
A couple hours, that's a pretty good window, yeah. So.
Or as supplies last. Don't guarantee that they're not going to sell out, folks. That has happened before. So I encourage you to come down sooner rather than later. And Rob spoiled us with a bit of a treat here in the studio this morning as well, George.
He did. Brought by some original beef jerky here.
Yeah.
Lincoln County beef, right?
Yep. That's our ranch produced beef. We started a beef brand here about a year ago, Birdwood Beef.
Mm-hmm.
We sell locally produced beef. We deliver free delivery here in North Platte, and we ship all over the country.
Wow. It's quality, too. I've had it before, so appreciate you bringing
it
in.
Not only produce
it,
you market it, too, right?
Yep. start to finish.
I like the name Birdwood. It's just a beautiful name.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it.
We have a ranch on the Birdwood Creek, and that's kind of where we came up with that, and it's a lot of the cattle are born right there along the creek.
Okay.
Awesome.
Looks great. Looking forward to it.
If there's folks that are interested in joining the Lincoln County Cattlemen, how can they get in contact with you or another member to potentially kick the tires on joining?
I guess if you'd like to join, I encourage you to just come the third Thursday in September to the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, and we'll have a meeting probably about 6:30. That's our big annual kickoff to the season.
So. Awesome.
Third Thursday or Friday?
Third Thursday.
Third Thursday in September. That'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, it will. Cooler temperatures with it, too, so I won't complain. But Rob, good to see you as always. Folks can see you again this evening downtown North Platte.
Okay, thank you.